Best week of the sneakers, the swish of the Nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMZA.
Well, a very good evening to you. We have a... between these two teams, and the other one was last year, and in the girls' side, Onega won at Oskaloosa 51-30. That was this time last year. Well, Oskaloosa has played in one game this year, so they are 1-0. They won at Valley Falls 49-39, and they had a solid defensive performance. They allowed just 21% from the floor in a great start to the season under first-year head coach Kevin Lane. As for last year, the Bears are trying to forget about last year and turn the page to this year, but kind of reminding you about this team from a year ago. They went 3-19 overall and 2-14 in the NETL, which tied them for 7th in the league. They had a 14-game losing streak from January 6th to February 25th, and that was snapped in the play-in tournament game of the sub-state tournament to McLeod. They defeated the Bulldogs twice, and they were responsible for 2 of just their 3 wins a year ago. Well, senior Michaela Boyd comes back after a really good junior season. She averaged 12 points, 6 rebounds per game. And same for Emma Vogel in terms of rebounds. She was also an NEKL honorable mention selectee last year. 5.6 boards for now the sophomore. And as for Lex Massali, she was a NEKL honorable mention 2 years ago. So she's hoping to get back to her sophomore form here in her senior season. As for the Onega Buffaloes, this is their season debut and their home debut as well, of course. Their season ended in this building last year with the sub-state tournament being hosted in Onega. And last year they were 9-11 and they were just 3-9 in TVL play, which put them in 10th place in the league, but they were 6-2 in non-league play. As mentioned, they defeated the Bears on the road a year ago by 21 points. Well, they bring back a really good core down low with Delaney Figge and Emerson Fordham both returning, two really solid bigs, and they're hoping to go big and play to their strengths this year, according to head coach Craig Boswell. In his fourth year, wanting to really go to their strengths with their size and their speed and keep things simple. He's emphasized that a lot. He said he hasn't done a good job of that in the first 3 years at the helm, but he wants to make sure he goes back to their strengths with their size and their speed and keep things simple this season. And also, they have Bridget Campbell and Brianna Bates, as well as Jade Haskin at the guard position and any force as well. So they have a really solid team, and I think this is really a team to keep an eye out on in the Twin Valley League this year. If they could just win some league games this year and make some improvements in that area, this is a team that could see double digits in the win column here in 2023-2024. Should be a fun one, and we are going to get this thing underway here in just a little bit. When we come back from a break, we'll get to our starters, and we'll have tip-off here from Onega. It's the Bears, it's the Buffaloes, it's the game of the week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
This is Chris Studer, Senior Vice President and Cashier at Community National Bank.
Community National Bank is founded by local businessmen, farmers, the people that make the community what it is. My goal has always been, and strong point will always be, to provide the customer service to the people that support us. At the end of the day, we would not be the organization we are without the support of our customers.
You feel right at home,
right at home.
Community National Bank.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you're paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528, 336-3528.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmaldley, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
Back here in Onega, got a showdown between the NEKL and the TVL as the Buffaloes are taking on the Oskaloosa Bears. For the Buffaloes, again, their season opener, Oskaloosa is 1-0. Let's take a look at your starters for this girls game, starting off with the visitors for the Oskaloosa Bears. Number 3, a sophomore, Hallie Wright. Number 5, a sophomore, Paris Marsh. Number 12, a senior, Michaela Boyd. Number 14, a sophomore, Emma Vogel. And number 23, a senior, Lex Massali. And as for the home Onega Buffaloes, number 5, a junior at 5'7", Annie Force. Number 20, a sophomore at 5'8", Jaden Haskin. Number 23, a 5'7", junior, Bridget Campbell. Number 41, a 5'11", sophomore, Emerson Fordham. And number 45, a 5'11", junior, Delaney Figge. Now, one thing about this Buffaloes team that they'll have to watch out for is to keep both Figge and Fordham out of foul trouble. That was something that they struggled with a little bit earlier in this season. Jaden Haskin, get her going early and often. She had a phenomenal freshman season with the Buffs. Get her going as well. So a little bit of a nice mixture between the guards and the forwards. It's something I feel like that the Buffaloes can do this season if they get some more improvements, which head coach Craig Boswell said that they have improved quite a bit from last season. So we'll see if that pays out dividends on the court here this evening. Oskaloosa comes out with their blue uniforms. Blue on blue with the white letters and numbers with kind of the reddish accent and some black around the sleeves and the neck. As for the home team, they're going with their white on whites, of course, with the orange letters and the black numbers. Figge will tip for the Buffaloes and win it as it goes to Force, and we are underway. Force gives it to Campbell. What a year she had last year as well. She'll give it up to Force. Top of the key for Jaden Haskin. Her first touch. Nice look down low inside. And Emerson Fordham is blocked. Good defense down low by Lex Massali. It'll stay with the Buffaloes underneath the basket as 14 seconds expire here in this first possession. Big E the inbounder. And nice bounce pass to Campbell from the near side block, and she's fouled and won it. Hits on top of the heel and falls in. And the foul is called on Paris Marsh. That is her first. Cashing in the end one is Bridget Campbell. Mentioned how dominant that this Onega team was at Oskaloosa a year ago. A 21-point victory in the two teams' lone meeting. As the free throw is no good, misses short, we have a foul against Onega on the rebound. And it's going to go on Delaney Figge. Mentioned, got to keep Figge and Fordham out of foul trouble if you're the Buffaloes, but she picks up one there. The first possession of the game for the Bears now is Vogel. Inbounds it to the point guard, Hallie Wright. She'll pass to the near side wing for Michaela Boyd. She looks on. She dribbles to the left. Stops. Past the top of the key to Emma Vogel. Now far side wing catch for Paris Marsh. Sally comes out to the perimeter to catch this one. Now she'll get it right back at the high post. Right from the free throw line. Almost straddled with it. She kicks it out. Firing away to three is Wright. And that one a little bit too strong. Tipped up in the air by Fordham. Rebounded by Figge. Figge will bring it up. Now we'll hand it off to Bridget Campbell. We'll get the play call from head coach Craig Boswell. Pass to the far side. This is Amy Force with it. Now top of the key for Jaden Haskin. Dump it right back far side for Force. One dribble, gives it right back to Campbell. Top of the key, long down low for Figge. Nice, she slips off the screen and lays it in. Delaney Figge with her first basket of the game. It's 4-0 Onega. Start for the Buffs. And this one almost intercepted on a pass to the near side by Bridget Campbell. It's swatted out of bounds, trying to find Michaela Boyd to the near side. On the pass from Hallie Wright, and it'll be inbounded near half court on the near side. Oski going left to right across the radio dial. Onega doing the opposite. Here's the inbound to right. Defended by Haskins. She almost traveled. She gives it up. Boyd looking inside. Nothing there. So she'll drive. She'll pull up 14-footer. That would have been deflected and saved, but it goes right to Annie Force. Good hustle play. Only attempt by Emma Vogel to try to keep it alive for the Bears, but it will be Buffalo basketball. Campbell from the midcourt O. She'll give it up near side to Force. Both Figge and Fordham going the high post. This pass thrown away, and a layup up and in on the fast break by Lex Masali in Oskaloosa. He's on the board for the first time, and the Bears will bring some pressure in the backcourt now. This will be a zone press. Near side dribbling backwards. Pass deflected and intercepted. Going up for the layup, and good for Paris Marsh, and all of a sudden we are tied. 4-4 with 6:07 to go opening quarter. Campbell trying to pass ahead to Figge. It's off of her back. 2-on-1 the other way, and it's a 6-0 run with a breakaway layup for Michaela Boyd. Onega having a tough time with the pressure on the press by Oskaloosa. 6-0 run past the middle. Annie Force collects it. She almost traveled. She'll give it up near side. Wide open three for Jaden Haskin is good. What a shot by Jaden Haskin. 5'8 sophomore makes it 7-6 and breaks a 6-0 run. Pass to the near side wing for Michaela Boyd. Gets a screen from Masali. Goes to her left. Stops. Is stripped. Good hands by Haskin. It's thrown away by Force. 2-on-1. And Haskin gets it about 6 feet away. Pulls up. No good. And a rebound for Paris Marsh. She brings up. Nice full court pass up ahead. And rejected. But the remiss is collected by Masali. And now we have the foul on the floor after the shot. Shot was missed by Hallie Wright. Masali was there to clean it up. And now Delaney Figge has picked up her second personal foul. So she will come to the bench. And in for the game comes Abby Ringel. And also, Willow Hochstedler as well for the first time for the Buffaloes. Comes the inbound, far side wing. Collecting is Michaela Boyd, almost swatted away. Pass the far side wing, pass inside right, looking for Vogel, but it's swatted out of there by Ringel, and it will stay with the Bears with 5:08 to go opening quarter. Still 7-6 Onega. Onega has had the lead the entire time so far. Started out 4-4. Actually, correction, no, it would have been a 6-0 run, and Oski had a brief lead at 6-4. And a shot falling away and making it. Falling to her right is Michaela Boyd, a mid-range jumper. Catching it from the high post on the far side, dribbling to her right. And this pass almost stolen away in the press. Ringel trying to pass to Haskin on the near side, and Boyd had a beat on it. She deflects it out of bounds. Still in the backcourt. Hochstedler on the inbound. She'll bring it up. She is a 5'3 freshman, and now a whistle and a foul after Hallie Wright went in for the reach. is actually going to be Paris Marsh, who gets credited with her second personal foul. That one's going to be on the shot, so two more free throws coming. I believe Bridget Campbell, she missed her first one. First one is no good, so she's now 0 for 2 from the charity stripe. Substitution for Oskaloosa, that'll be Lexi Bradshaw checking in. Bradshaw, a junior, she checks in for Paris Marsh. Second free throw for Campbell is pure. And it's 8-8. No look pass, and it goes awry. Hallie Wright was trying to give it to Boyd, but Boyd rushed to get the ball from Wright, and it was a little bit too quick for her. She couldn't handle it, and it's a turnover to Onega. 4:41 to go, opening quarter. Hochstetler collects the inbound, brings it across the half-court line. Pass to the far side for Campbell, looking inside. Nice pass, but it's deflected out of there. Good job by Massali to swat that one away. Needed a lead. Fordham just a little bit more towards her left hand. She passed towards her right hand, and Massali was able to come over and swat it away. Campbell, the inbounder. Looking to lob. And that one's intercepted. Hallie Wright, miscommunication on the inbound pass. 2-on-2 fast break. She keeps it herself, laid up. No good. She missed it. Gets her own miss underneath the basket, falling away. It's stripped, loose, picked up by Massali, across the three-point line. Gives up to Bradshaw. Lob pass, far side wing. Boyd with it. High post catch, Massali, kick it out to Wright. Wright drives right side, and she's bumped by Jaden Haskin, who picks up her first. Team foul number three. Three team fouls for Onega, two for Oskaloosa. Both of those fouls against Oskaloosa's Paris Marsh. And Delaney Figge also with two personal fouls. Mentioned before the game that trying to keep Figge and Fordham out of foul trouble, but unfortunately for the Buffaloes, that's exactly what has happened here. Pass in the inbound, swatted out there by Haskin, trying to find Massali. Boyd trying to throw into a double team. Fordham was behind her, and Haskin was in front. She swatted out of there with 4:16 to go, opening quarter. Inbound now to Hallie Wright. She'll dribble towards the middle of the court from the other three-point line to the near side wing to Boyd. Looking inside, takes a screen from Massali, now gives up top the key for Bradshaw. Dribbles to her left, finds the corner, three ball on the way for Hallie Wright. That's off the backboard and through. First three-point basket of the game for Oskaloosa, and it's 11-8. Favor of the visitors, they bring the press on once again. They've had a tough time breaking it. Pass deflected by Massali, out of bounds, and it'll go to the Buffaloes. Once again, Oskaloosa has been harassing the passing lanes in the backcourt. They just need to bring that sort of intensity in the frontcourt as well. Down by Haskins, Hochstetler. We'll take pass near side, go to the far side with Campbell. We'll get it right back from the corner. Open three for Hochstetler. That one way too long. Missing everything. Rebound by Boyd. She'll look to push. 4-on-2 fast break. Lob down low, too high. Trying to force the pass to Hallie Wright. It goes over her head. And a turnover goes to the Buffs. Missed opportunity there for Oski on the fast break. They do have an opportunity to press when instead they fall back into the half-court defense. Looks like maybe into a zone here. A 3-2 zone is what it appears to be. And Hochstetler brings it up for the Buffs. So lob it down low. Nice pass. And then there was Ringel. She caught it and she fouled from behind. And Michaela Boyd picks up her first personal. Team foul number three. Ringel was wide open down low. Don't know how she got that wide open facing against the zone. Perhaps some miscommunication on the backside of that defense. Inbounder is Campbell. She gives it up for Fordham, and Fordham had it tipped away. 1-on-1 fast break opportunity. Layup on its way and good for Hallie Wright. She has 5, leads all scorers, and it's 13-8 Oskaloosa. And pass ahead to Fordham, and Fordham loses it. Another turnover for Onega. The steal goes to the Bears. Going the other way, bounce pass, looking for Wright once again, and she's hit from behind. Misses the shot, but an offensive rebound for Michaela Boyd. She'll bring it to the top, and they'll set the play. Here's side wing catch for Hallie Wright. Pass down low, deflected, but into the hands of Boyd, who came over to save it, and now a whistle and a foul on the Buffs down low. The near side block, a foul on Emerson Fordham, team foul number 4, so any more fouls in this remaining 2:57 will send Oski to the free throw line to shoot 2. Happy Houck checking in for Oskaloosa for the first time this evening. Here's the inbound. It goes into the corner, and out of bounds, that's going to be a turnover on the inbound. 2:54 left to go. Buffaloes trail by 5 at home. That's the far side corner for Campbell. Wide open 3 opportunity. She takes it. Now it's pure. Taking advantage of what the defense gives you is what Bridget Campbell just did. She has 6, and it's 13-11. They cut their largest deficit for the game from 5 down to 2. Dribble drive for Boyd. She almost carried it. She gets up in the far side corner. Passes down low. It's deflected out of there by Figgy. And she'll get the steal. Now she has it stripped away, but she's fouled, I believe, by Emma Vogel. And it will be. So now both teams will be in the double bonus from here on out. 2:22 left to go. First quarter, 13-11, Oskaloosa. Miss Allie checks back in for Oskaloosa. So does Hallie Wright. And they'll bring on the press. Inbound is to Campbell. She'll pass to half court for Fordham. Pass up ahead is thrown away by Michaela Boyd. She'll bring it up down the middle, all the way into the paint. She'll lay it up. She's too strong. Masali offensive rebound, kicks it out. Long two-pointer on the way, no good. Rebound by Campbell. Nice open look for Emma Vogel. She couldn't knock it down, though. Chance for Onega to tie or take the lead. Haskin from the baseline goes middle, pass through the hands of her intended target, but she gets it right back. Kicks it out. Bridget Campbell for a long two, no good. Rebound Haskin. She puts it up from 8 feet, no good. Loose, and rebound by Masali, and a foul against the Buffaloes. That'll be 2 free throws coming up for Lex Masali. And that one's going to go against Abby Ringel as her first. 1:51 to go, first quarter. Again, 13-11. Oskaloosa with the lead. Trying to get the situation figured out with the inbounders. And actually, Ringel is injured a little bit. She's limping, and she'll come to the bench. And Hochstedler checks into the game. Free throws coming up for Miss Sally. First one on the way. That was a little bit short. First free throw attempt of the game for Oski. No substitutions. Stuck at 13-11 for a little while now. Second one on its way. That one too strong. Loose. Picked up. Offensive rebound right underneath the basket. But didn't have a good angle. Vogel shot it from right underneath the basket. She missed it, of course. And a rebound for the Buffaloes. Just an unfortunate spot for Vogel to be at. Catch that basketball. Haskin from just to the right of the top of the key gives up. Hochstedler tries her second three of the day. That one's no good. A little bit too strong. Her offensive rebound by Bridget Campbell from the perimeter. And she'll put it on the floor. She leads all scorers with 6 points. Pass far side wing. And he force fires up a three. That one's too strong. Rebound for Michaela Boyd. She's been on the boards really well for Oskaloosa. She dribbles into some trouble. Full court pass up ahead. A lob pass up for Hallie Wright. She was up a tough shot falling away to her right, and she makes it in. And Hallie Wright now has 7. It's 15-11. Pass midcourt. Force is fouled. That's coming in hard to make that deflection with Michaela Boyd, and that is her second personal. And that sends Force to the free throw line to shoot 2. So 2 fouls for Boyd, 2 fouls for Marsh for Oskaloosa, and 2 fouls for Delaney Figge of Onega. Chance for Onega to get back within one possession here. First free throw on the way. That one too strong for Force. Buffaloes are now 1-for-4 from the free throw line here this evening. Abby Houck checking right back into the game after a brief breather. And Boyd, of course, will come to the bench with 2 fouls. Second 1-for-4 on its way. Again too strong off the backboard this time. It's loose and picked up on the run by Emma Vogel. So drive and kick into the corner through the arms and almost the legs of Houck. She picks it back up in entry pass. She's double teamed. Take it out. 3 ball on the way on the closeout for Wright. That one off the heel. Loose ball picked up by Bradshaw. Another chance for the Bears. 48 seconds left. Entry pass to Masali. Nice look down low. Masali turns, fires, no good. Rebound by Haskin. A good opportunity for the Bear forward. Another opportunity now for the Buffs to make this a single possession game once again. 35 seconds left. Oskaloosa 15, Onega 11. Top of the key catch for Hochstedler. Coming on to make the catch is Haskin. It goes through her hands, but she corrals it. Now she fires a 3 off the dribble. That one's short. Rebound Masali. Out of that pass, far side, on the run is Emma Vogel. She passes up ahead, and a shot over a defender is good for Hallie Wright. What a quarter she's had. 9 points for her, 15 seconds left for the Buffaloes in the backcourt. Slowly bringing it up against the press. 10 seconds across half court for Fordham. To Force, top of the key, 6 seconds. Near side, Gives up to Campbell. Only has 5 seconds. Does she, is she aware of it? She fires her three. It's blocked by Hallie Wright, and she gets the rebound, and that is the end of the first quarter. Hallie Wright's 9 points helps Oskaloosa to a 17-point quarter. They lead by six. Let's take a break for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
At Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 heated access vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinandTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Hein & True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
17-11, Oskaloosa from the NEKL is currently up on the road against the Onega girls from the Twin Valley League. And what a first quarter from Hallie Wright. 9 points for her, six for Bridget Campbell. And we start the second quarter with the Bears getting the basketball first under first-year head coach Kevin Lane. What a job he's done already. It led them to a victory on the road last weekend on Friday night, 49-39. Again, that defense really solid, holding the Dragons to just 21% shooting. And here, they have forced a ton of turnovers in their press. Some confusion. They actually are going to have them inbounded on the far side, and now looks like we are ready to go. Here's the inbound to Masali, and she'll pass it up ahead to Emma Vogel. We get the second quarter underway. Here's a blow-by for Hallie Wright. She drives and kicks with a pass through the hands of her intended target. It's loose, and out of bounds. They'll stay with the Bears. Harris Marsh will check in with two personal fouls. Check in for Houck. Also, Delaney Figge in for Onega with two personal fouls. Here's the inbound to Masali. Kayla Boyd, who has two fouls, she is not in. His ear is a pass that's too high. So Lexi Bradshaw goes to the backcourt, and it's going to be a backcourt violation. So a turnover to start in the second quarter for Oski. Bridget Campbell, the point guard, getting the play call from head coach Craig Boswell. Here's the inbound to her, and back underway, their first possession of the second quarter. Hand off to Hochstedler. Puts it on the floor. Goes to the far side for Haskins. She cuts through to the baseline. Pass almost stolen away, but gets through to force. Entry pass to Campbell. She's bumped. Nothing called. Figge tries to save it, and she cannot. Goes out of bounds to the Oskaloosa basketball. Both teams come up empty on their first possession of the second quarter. And this will be Hallie Wright bringing it up. Coach Lane calls the play. Gets a screen for some help at half court. Bounce pass goes to Bradshaw down low. Kick it out of there. Thought about a long two was Emma Vogel. Instead, she puts it on the floor and brings it to the middle of the court. From the top of the key, pass near side wing to Hallie Wright. Looking for entry pass. Nothing there. Bumped by Haskins. Kicks it out. Bradshaw puts it on the floor. As Sally working hard against Delaney Figge. Now they do call a foul against her. I think that's going to be her third. I believe that is going to be the call. She was being very aggressive, and they are going to give Delaney Figge her third personal foul. That is huge. One of their best players, and now they're going to be without her for the remainder of this first half, most likely. And Emerson Fordham will check in for her. Just 59 seconds into the second quarter. And a timeout is called. It'll be a 30-second break. We'll take it as well. It's 17-11 in favor of Oskaloosa here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Ninety-2.1 FM, KMZA.
7:01 remaining here in quarter number two. Oskaloosa leading at Onega, 17-11. Inbound underneath the basket for Oskaloosa. Lob to Miss Alley. She has an open look. No good for mid-range. Loose and out of bounds. It'll go to Onega. Looks to me like it should have been out on Hochstedler, but they'll go ahead and say it's Buffalo basketball. And that allows the Bears to go into their press. That has given the Buffaloes a lot of headaches here. Forced a lot of turnovers. Campbell gives it up to Haskin across the midcourt. Nice look for Force. Dribbles into the midcourt, but she double dribbled it. She accidentally brought her right hand onto the basketball after dribbling it with her left. And yet another turnover forced by the Oskaloosa press. Here is the inbound for Hallie Wright. And she'll bring it up. We'll go to the far side. Lexi Bradshaw. Sally from the top of the key gives it up. Paris Marsh, near side wing. Little towards the middle, hands it back. Not above the three. A nice closeout. Hallie Wright drives, and she strips, and she loses out of bounds. Great defense by the Buffaloes, and they'll get the basketball after forcing the turnover. With 6:33 left to go in this first half. Again, still 17-11. Our scoring update brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Campbell brings it up, and she'll hand it off to Hochstedler to run the play. 2-3 zone now for Oski. Pass deflected and out of bounds. Good job by Hallie Wright. Again, they were so disruptive in the passing lanes. They started to do it more so in the front court now. Started out pretty loose defensively in the front court. Aggressive in the back court. Now they've started to really replicate that on both sides of the court. Haskin having a tough time inbounding it, but able to get it to any force. Ran it back to Hochstedler to run the play once again. Pass to the near side, almost a double dribble. Entry pass, deflected, and almost thrown away, but he finds the hands of Hochstedler. The near side wing for Haskins, past the far side, any force. It was a little bit high, but she leaps to grab it. Far side corner for Hochstedler, nice little look bounce pass. Force thought about the three, high post pass, through the hands of Fordham, but to Haskins, and she's blocked by Paris Marsh. Rebound off Oskaloosa. More great defense by the Bears. Bradshaw pass to the near side wing for Paris Marsh, looking for an entry pass, and she accidentally traveled, looking to pass inside, but nobody was there looking for it, and she had all of her momentum going forward and brought that pivot foot up, and it will be Onega basketball. They're looking for our first points of the second quarter. Pass almost again intercepted by guess who? Hallie Wright, who has been phenomenal all day long. Here's the pass far side wing for Force, and a splash three-pointer for Force. Her first points of the game, and it's 17-14, a one-possession ball game here in Onega. 5.5 to go, opening first half. High post catch for Jenna Suthier. Far side wing for Emma Vogel. Pass the near side wing. Hallie Wright drives, stops the short corner, and she's bumped and fouled. First foul of the quarter, and that will go against Jaden Haskin, and that is going to be her second personal foul. Suthier will exit. And into the game is Paris Marsh. Inbound for Wright. Lob high for Masali. It's tipped, but into the hands of Marsh after an almost steal. Give it back to Wright for three. A little bit short. And loose ball picked up by Emerson Fordham. She's had a tough time handling the basketball today, but she makes sure that that one doesn't get stolen as she hands it back to her teammate, Bridget Campbell. They really need Emerson Fordham to step up in a big way here tonight with Delaney Figge in foul trouble. She has three already. She catches it. High post. Her shot was, I think, maybe partially blocked. And now a whistle. And I think they said that that ball was caught underneath the basket by Onega out of bounds. So it'll be Oskaloosa basketball. Kind of looked like a weird shot. It looked like she might have been blocked from behind, but also kind of looked like it was just kind of a straight laser out of bounds. It was kind of difficult to see what happened there, but either way, Oskaloosa with the basketball. 17-14 Bears looking for their first basket of the second quarter now. Sally gives up to Vogel, far side wing. Marsh with an entry pass, short corner jumper. That's over the top of the backboard by Hallie Wright, and it will be Onega basketball at 4:35 to go. Hallie Wright, what a first quarter she had. She made 4 field goals. She has 9 points. She leads all scorers here in this contest. And I guess they're going to say that ball maybe was deflected. Onega crowd not happy about that. The officials will converge. Didn't look to me like it was deflected. We await for the outcome of this official's discussion. Now the third official that was underneath the basket going to come and talk with his other two cohorts, for lack of better words. Just a reminder, our halftime show will be coming up next. It's brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Probably not going to be able to find any scores online, unfortunately. We'll see if you can find a few scores maybe for you at the break. And they are going to say that that was not deflected, and it'll be Onega basketball. As the official gives the explanation to the scores table, and we're ready to go. Fordham, the inbounder. Campbell, the only upman. And now coming up to get it is Hookstedler. Gives it up. Haskin, two-way cutting any force into the front court. And now she'll give it back to Hookstedler and she'll be able to set up the play here. 17-14, Oskaloosa in a travel. She wanted to pass the far side to Haskin, but yet again, Hallie Wright disrupting, forcing that turnover. She stepped into the passing lane, making her second-guess herself, and she started to pass, and all that momentum went forward and caused that extra step. And it's Oskaloosa basketball. Mackenzie Dorsey checking in for the first time today for Onega. Dorsey is a 5'6 freshman. And she will go to the far side and defend Paris Marsh right out of the gate. That's the near side wing. Michaela Boyd gives it up to Masali. Thought she traveled. Masali thought she traveled, but Michaela Boyd takes that extra step this time and she drives in the lane, and that will be a travel. 4:09 left to go in the second quarter. Still 17-14. Only 3 points in this entire second quarter for either team. That was any forced three-point basket a couple possessions ago, and timeout is called. It'll be a full timeout, so let's step aside for 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Our score 17-14 in favor of Oskaloosa. 4:09 remaining here in the second quarter. 9 points for Hallie Wright, but the Bears have gone scoreless here in this second quarter so far as we're 9 seconds away from the halfway point. Inbound for Emerson Fordham goes to Hookstedler. We're back underway, going the full distance of the course. And now a foul is called. Now we'll go against Hadley Houck as Mackenzie Dorsey came up to receive the pass, and that will be just the first personal foul against the Bears. Both teams went into the double bonus in the first quarter. Mount Hookstedler gets it across half court to Campbell. Pass fake. She holds on to it. Now they'll set the play. Chance to possibly tie it right here in this possession. Near side wing catch for Hookstedler. Go back to the 2-3 zone. Drive by for Haskins. She's swatted out of there by Masali. What a rejection by this senior forward. Jenna Suthier comes back into the game for the Bears. She'll check in for Houck with 3:47 to go in the second quarter. Hookstedler looking for an inbound, gives it to Campbell, a little head fake. I don't know if that was a pass or a shot fake, but either way, she brings it to the middle of the court. Gets the 2-3. Near side catch, Hookstedler. Make your pardon, that's actually Haskin. Cross-court pass now to Hookstedler. Drives baseline. Now she reverses course to the high post. One dribble for Haskin, kicks it out to Hookstedler. Back to Haskins. She's going to try to tie it right here. Far side of wing. A little bit too strong. Offensive rebound. Putting on the floor. Shot up. Rejected out of there by Masali on attempt by... That was Mackenzie Dorsey going the other way. A whistle and a travel before the fall from Hallie Wright. And a turnover back to the Buffaloes. It's a good attempt there on the last possession by Jaden Haskins. She just was unable to make that shot. 3:16 to go. Onega has done better in this second quarter against the Oskaloosa Press. They get across that court with Haskin into the corner, far side. Campbell, that fake and a travel on the shot fake as Vasali comes and closes out and leaps and forces that turnover. Campbell was not happy with that call. Michaela Boyd checking in for Hallie Wright, giving her a breather. Again, leading all scorers with 9 points. Coach Lane giving her a high five. Inbound to Boyd. She brings it up the middle against Haskin. Going to the near side. Entry pass by Post Vogel. Takes it to the post. Shot no good. Hits and out of bounds. Last touch by the Bears. Another good shot by Emma Vogel. She is scoreless so far. She's had some opportunities. Unfortunately, she's not been able to find the nylon. She keeps shooting, though. Tell you what, she's a sharp shooter. She'll be able to make some of those shots if she keeps getting those opportunities. This pass deflected. Stolen away. Shot up and good by Michaela Boyd after the steal. And it's 19-14. Fordham pass up ahead. That was almost thrown away by Miss Sally, passing before really assessing where she was. And they'll get it in the backcourt still with 2:44 to go. Jane Haskin will inbound. Give it to Hochstedler. Cross half court, gives it to Haskin, near side wing. Cross-court pass, far side to Campbell, fires away along two. That one rims out of there, and rebound by Marsh, looking up ahead, finding Wright, cutting across, nice pass from Vasali, and she makes it from straight away from 3 feet. Vasali now has 4 points, and it's 21-14. A touchdown lead for the Bears with 2:22 to go. And now once again, Fordham passing before she looks where she's passing it. It's a turnover, Vasali gives it up, and a mid-range jumper is good for Hallie Wright, and she now has 11. The quick 6-0 run, Fordham from the middle, past the far side, caught, and she'll give it up to Hochstedler, dribbles up the far side, pass down low, that's thrown away! And another steal, this time by Vasali, hands it off to Paris Marsh. Trying to play with some tempo here, on a 6-0 run. Gives up to Vasali, shot no good from mid-range, rebound Emerson Fordham. She'll give it up to Bridget Campbell, and they'll bring it up, and slow it up, try to get this offense going once again. Took about 3.5 minutes for Onega to score their first points of this second quarter. Took about 4.5 for Oskaloosa to score. Is that one no good? Too strong on the near side corner. 3-point attempt for Bridget Campbell. Long rebound for Wright. She'll go coast to coast. Makes a defender miss and puts it up and in off the glass. She has 13 points. It's 25-14. And the run continues to grow. It's an 8-0 run and now a whistle and a jump ball. Sweeping through is Hochstedler getting a hand in there as Paris Marsh. And it's a jump ball. He'll stay with the Buffaloes, though, with 1:17 to go. Substitution to bring Annie Force back into the ballgame. Campbell pass to the far side. That's going to be caught by Dorsey. Dorsey up ahead to Force. 2-on-2. Pass is a little bit too high for Haskins. She saves it to Fordham. Shot no good. Second try for Fordham, and she's fouled, and she'll get some free throws here. Been a rough day in the office for the 5'11 sophomore Emerson Fordham. But a chance to see some of these baskets drop through the net and a chance to possibly get this thing going. The Buffaloes 1-for-5 for the free throw line, make it 1-for-6. As Fordham misses that free throw attempt. Michaela Boyd checking in. She'll come in for Lexi Bradshaw. With 1:05 to go here in the second quarter against 25-14 Oski, leading at Onega. Second try for the 5'11 sophomore forward, Emerson Fordham, and that one is good. So she goes 1-for-2, her first points of the game. And it's 25-15. 57 seconds left, pass to the near side wing for Michaela Boyd. She'll drive by a defender after a nice screen, shot up no good, 15-footer. Screen from Vasali. Offensive rebound. Loose. And still loose. Soothier picks it up, and now it's still loose. And it was loose for about 3 seconds there, and last touch by the Buffaloes. Onega gets the, or beg your pardon, Oskaloosa gets the ball underneath the basket. Inbound to Vasali from the far side corner. Gives it up to Boyd. A screen to try to get right free, but they cover it nicely. Vasali, and a whistle, and a 3 seconds in the paint is called on Jenna Suthier, the freshman. And a substitution will bring Bradshaw right back into the game in for Michaela Boyd, who again has two personal fouls, so does Paris Marsh, and she will check into the game as well. Marsh will be coming in for Masali, give her a little bit of a breather. With 36.3 seconds left, it's Oskaloosa 25, Onega 15. Your score is brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Inbound to Bridget Campbell, brings up the near side, crosses over and reverses course, pass to the middle for Force, turns and squares, pass deflected, and trying to save it as Haskins. She didn't need to do that, and it's out of bounds. Mistake that time by Haskins. She could have let that one go, and it would have been their basketball. But instead, it'll be a turnover with 27.7 seconds left. A lot of turnovers for both sides here in this ball game. Oskaloosa with 17 first quarter points, and they have 8 here in the second quarter, but they've been able to hold Onega to just 4 points here. So now 20 seconds left. Masali passed the far side. Suthier to the wing for Vogel. Looking inside, nice look. Shut up and off the glass is good. Banking home is Michaela Boyd. She has 4 points in each quarter. And now 9 seconds left. That's it. Thrown on the inbound by Hallie Wright. She gets bumped, and now they'll call a late foul with 4.9 seconds left. It'll be on the floor. So an inbound on the near side after the personal foul is called against Bridget Campbell, and that will be her first personal. It's team foul number 3. 4.9 seconds underneath the basket for Hallie Wright. Inbound, look for Suthier. She takes the dribble, 3 seconds, and not aware of the clock, she passes it underneath the basket, and that is going to be the end of the second quarter. 27-15 is our score at the break. A fantastic defensive effort by the Bears, and they have a nice, comfortable 12-point lead. We'll step aside for a couple of minutes, and up next we'll have our halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt, online at highlandcc.edu. Once again, our score at the break, Oskaloosa 27, Onega 15. This is your Game of the Week here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
There's something easy you can do to save energy and money. It's insulating your home with Owens Corning Insulation from Suther Building Supply in Seneca. A properly insulated home can save you up to 20% on your heating and cooling energy bills. These days, that's real money. Almost 80 million American homes are under-insulated, so odds are your home's a candidate for more insulation. And Owens Corning makes insulating easy. So what's stopping you? Call Suther Building Supply today, 336-2255, for a free quote.
This is Whitney, the proud owner of Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas. Shop small, shop local, shop fitted for the holidays. From youth to adult, discover a curated selection of footwear, apparel, jewelry, and accessories perfect for gifting. Our versatile gift cards make choosing the ideal present a breeze. Join us at 426 Main in downtown Seneca, Kansas, and indulge in the joy of supporting local. Let's make this holiday season shine together.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College, transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime here in Onega. Our score, 27-15 in favor of Oskaloosa leading at Onega. Jared Slovey back with you, live from Onega. Taking a look at your halftime tallies from this one. Leading the way in scoring for Onega with 6 points is Bridget Campbell, with all of those coming in the first quarter. She made a free throw and a three-pointer, as well as a two-point field goal. Also, 3 points apiece for Annie Force and Jaden Haskin. Both of those two girls made a three-point basket apiece. 2 points for Delaney Figge, and she has been dealing with foul trouble. She has three fouls already, and then a free throw as well for Emerson Fordham in the first half. As for Oskaloosa, they are led by Hallie Wright, who scored 9 points in the first quarter and four more in the second. She's having a phenomenal first half of basketball. Also 8 points for Michaela Boyd, 4 points in the first quarter, four more in the second quarter as well. Lex Masali has 4 points with a pair of two-point baskets in each of the two quarters, and 2 points for Paris Marsh. Some free throws for Onega. Some missed opportunities in that department. They are just 2 of 7, and you make all 5 of them. You're within 7, so it doesn't quite bring you back to being tied or ahead, but still gives you a much different outlook on this game, with instead being down by 12, being down by just 7, being down by just 3 possessions, looking pretty good at the moment. It's mainly because for Onega, the biggest factor in this first half was turnovers. A lot of turnovers for Onega in the backcourt, with Oskaloosa bringing on their press, and in the frontcourt with Hallie Wright doing a sensational job as the front of that 2-3 zone, getting into the passing lane, disrupting the ball carrier. She has just been all over the floor. So well done in that first half for the sophomore. Again, she is just a second-year varsity player. So she has a lot of good basketball ahead of her, and not just for her career, but this season, and also in the second half of this basketball game, as she has 13 points and has forced a ton of turnovers on the defensive side of the basketball. And as for the Oskaloosa offense, they got off to a nice start, but then they kind of had some stagnation. They went the first 4.5 minutes of the second quarter without a single point, but they still were able to hold on to a 3-point lead, and then they were able to cascade their way to a 10-1 run at the end of the second quarter. Let's go ahead and step aside for a couple more minutes, and we'll come back and get you ready for the second half here in just a bit. Our score once again at the break here in our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. It's Oskaloosa 27 and Onega 15 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a lost bee that found my way into your car. And now that I'm in here, good luck getting me out.
I think it's gone. Wait, no, it's in my hair.
And if you don't have the right auto insurance coverage, well, this could be quite a sticky situation. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet-burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today, and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
This is Mitch Ottmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. 336-3528.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Back here on our halftime show, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online at highlandcc.edu. Here in Onega, the Buffaloes trailing at home against Oskaloosa. Our score 27-15 in our battle between the Northeast Kansas League in the Twin Valley League. Now, Oskaloosa enters this game 1-0, and after a season where they went 3-19 overall, folks, they have a chance to be really close to matching their win total a year ago, just two games into the season, if they can hold on this 12-point lead here this evening. And what a job that first-year head coach Kevin Lane has done just in his first couple months on the job. He has really turned this thing around really quickly, and led by Hallie Wright, the sophomore, also Michaela Boyd and Lex Massali are having quite the starts to their seasons. Emma Vogel has had some looks, hasn't quite been able to get those shots to fall, but she's had some open looks. Those are going to drop with how good of a player she is as well. She was the team's lone NEKL honorable mention last year. And Miss Allie, she was a honorable mention 2 years ago, trying to return to her sophomore form. And as for Onega, it was really tough sledding for the girls down low, with Figgy getting into foul trouble. She has three fouls. She picked up two fouls in the first, like, couple minutes of the game, and she picked up her third foul 59 seconds into the second quarter. And Emerson Fordham is having a tough time. She has a few turnovers, and she has not really had too many open looks down low to get any field goals to drop. And she also, she did make a free throw, trying to get that to snowball into something good here in the second half. So let's take a look and see who's coming out to start this third quarter for both of these two teams. For the Buffs, looks like it'll be Delaney Figgy who will come out to start this third quarter. And Bridget Campbell, as well as Annie Force, Jaden Haskin, and Emerson Fordham. And as for the Bears, they are still in their huddle. They got a few more seconds to talk things over before they come out onto the court. Looks like they are now ready. It will be Hallie Wright, as well as Paris Marsh, Michaela Boyd, Lex Massali, Emma Vogel. And who am I missing? Emma Vogel, Michaela Boyd, Hallie Wright, Paris Marsh. I think I got them all. All right, here we go. Second half underway. Bears get the ball first. Boyd gives it to Sally, swinging around the corner quickly to Paris Marsh. Lob down low. Boyd, turnaround jumper, no good. Disrupted by Delaney Figgy. Rebound for Bridget Campbell. She'll bring it up, pushing it up ahead. Far side to Haskins. She drives. She is stripped. Loose ball, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Buffaloes. They'll have it on the far sideline, trying to eat into this 12-point deficit. Buffalo scored just 4 points in that second quarter. Haskin gets it far side wing. 2-3 zone into the corner. Campbell with it now. Back to Haskin. High post catch. Figgy kicks it. Near side wing. 3 on the way for any force. That one a little bit too strong. Caught by Campbell on the rebound. She's swatted at her by Massali, but she commits the personal foul. That will be only her first, though. That's two free throws coming up for Bridget Campbell. Campbell is 1-for-3 from the free throw line. She missed one after getting an and one to score the first points of the game, and then she went 1-for-2 in her second trip. First free throw on the way is no good. No substitutions here for either team. And Campbell will get one more opportunity. 40 seconds have expired. 7:20 to go. 27-15 still our score. Took both teams a while to get their first points of that second quarter. This one is no good as well. Is there a lane violation that I missed? I think there might have been, because they're going to shoot another one. So I must have missed a lane violation there. So 0-for-2 is Campbell. Chance to get this one here. So she goes 1-for-3. She now has 7 points, first points of the second half. Now chance for the Bears. Far side wing catch from Michaela Boyd on their second possession. Drive, as she had in the lane to drive, a little floater is short. Loose picked up by Massali. She kicks it out, mid-range jumper on the way, and rattles out of there by Paris Marsh, and a rebound hauled in by Delaney Figgy. Talking about her scoring prowess, that's another angle of her game that she really excels in, is her rebounding. There's a 5'11 junior being able to stay on the court here for a minute in this third quarter so far. Into the corner, near side, Bridget Campbell. Defended by Massali. One dribble gets it out of there. To Haskin with it. To the left of the top of the key. Into the corner for Bridget Campbell. Passes a little bit wide, so she had to try to grab it from behind her body. And three ball on the way in, good for Annie Force. That's her second of the game. She now has six, and it's 27-19. 4-0 start for the Onega girls out of the break. This is Paris Marsh, near side short corner, long two on the way. That one rattles out of there. Favorable roll for the home team, but Vicky can't haul in the rebound. She was all by herself, but it flips off the end of her fingertips and out of bounds to the Bears. That was right on that open jumper on the near side corner, about 2 feet in front of the three-point line. And inbound goes to Misali. Give it up to the far side for Marsh. Into the corner. That's deflected and swatted by Bridget Campbell on the miss from Michaela Boyd. Rebound picked up by Jaden Haskin. So bring it up past the near side wing. Bridget Campbell with it from the top of the key from the Onega O. Past the near side, goes to the far side with Annie Force. High post catch Campbell. She dribbles to the far side corner. And double team, cross court pass near side. Haskin, she's looking to drive Misali. Now she reverses course. Pass swatted by Misali. Still loose, picked up by Haskin. Into the corner. Campbell thought about the three, head fake, and she dribbles to her left. Nice pass on slipping off a defender. It's shaky, but she's too strong off the backboard. And whistle and a foul, and two free throws are coming. That foul will go against Lex Misali. That's going to be her second. Team second as well. And Figgy with some free throws coming up. First free throw attempts of the season for the 5'11 junior forward. Person on the way misses everything. Off to the right side of the rim. 5:35 to go in the third quarter. Still 27-19. Oskaloosa once again coming out on a little bit of a drought to start this quarter. They went 4.5 minutes without scoring in the second quarter. And that one is no good as well, and a long rebound for Hallie Wright. Up ahead, taking it coast to coast, spinning, but somehow getting it to go. It was a 180 reverse layup, not reverse layup, but a 180 layup by Hallie Wright from the right side. And that's how the Bears get their first basket, and they get into the press. Pass deflected by Force, from Force, it's thrown away by Boyd. And that one poked out by Campbell. It's loose on the floor near the free throw line, and now a jump ball is called. And the possession arrow is in favor of the Bears, I believe. And it is. Underneath the basket on the far side is where Oski will inbound it with 5:11 to go. 10-point lead for the team from the Northeast Kansas League. Boyd past the far side corner, deflected, and out of bounds, last touch by Hallie Wright. Good hands by Bridget Campbell to disrupt the passing lane. The Buffaloes are awarded with a turnover. And now Oski goes in the press. Piggy gets it in to Campbell. Near the out-of-bounds line. Pass ahead to Fordham. It's too strong, and it's out-of-bounds. Another turnover forced by the Oskaloosa press. Campbell saying that it was deflected by Paris Marsh. And the officials say no. 3 minutes exactly have gone by in this third quarter. 29-19, your score brought to you by Holt House, Auto House, and Fairview. Pass the far side wing for Michaela Boyd. Dribbles to the middle. Stops there. Pass the near side corner for Hallie Wright. And entry pass is to Vogel, and she's fouled from behind. And that's on Delaney Figge, and that is her fourth personal foul. So they get Figge on the court for 3 minutes and 27 seconds, actually 3 minutes and 17 seconds before committing her fourth personal foul. And that forces Coach Boswell to go back to her bench. It'll be Willow Hoeksteller coming back in, so they go a little bit smaller. Here's the inbound to Misali. Somehow she got that pass through to Hallie Wright. She is fouled going up, and she'll get two free throws. She has the Oskaloosa's lone basket here in this third quarter as Onega has outscored Oskaloosa 4-2. Wright has 15 points. Chance to add to that right here. The foul against Bridget Campbell is her second personal. Team foul number two. First free throw on the way is good. First free throw attempt of the game for Hallie Wright. Oskaloosa has only shot three free throws in this game. There's the fourth one on the way, and that one is no good off the right side, tipped by Campbell and picked up by Fordham. She has it knocked away by Miss Sally. She's had a tough time holding on to the basketball tonight, but she's able to get it back and hand it off to Bridget Campbell. 4:30 left to go, third quarter, 30-19 Oskaloosa. Hoekstetler's pass is intercepted right into the hands of Mahalie Wright. Taking it coast-to-coast with the left hand, she's fouled and one! She held on to the basketball with one hand. And she put up the layup, and she scores. She has all of Oskaloosa's now 5 points here in this quarter, and it's 32-19. Bears are starting to pull away here in this third quarter. Free throw on the way is good. Fourth team foul against Oskaloosa, or big pardon, from Onega. Cross-court pass, Campbell, high lobber to Hoekstetler, and she's able to get it up ahead. Pass, miniature pass deflected, and nice job getting in front of the passing lane. Michaela Boyd disrupting that pass to Annie Force, and it will be Oskaloosa basketball underneath the basket on the near side. Campbell the inbounder. She will give it up to Hoekstetler. Mid-range jumper on the way. No good from 15 feet. Rebound by Emma Vogel. And she is fouled in the backcourt by Bridget Campbell, who was a little bit too much in. And that will be her third personal. So Figgy with four, Campbell with three. And that is going to... I guess that was the fourth foul. I thought that was the fifth, but I guess it's only the fourth. The team foul is... There's a blow by Michaela Boyd in the post. No good, but she gets her own miss. Brings it out to the corner. Top of the key. Now to the near side wing from Paris Marsh. Cross-court pass far side. Boyd takes the three far side wing. That rattles out. Tipped by Masali and into the hands of Haskins. She's going to try to push it herself. Doesn't have numbers. And she is fouled going up. And that's going to go against Hallie Wright. And that will be her first. The team foul number three. 3:39 to go here in this third quarter. Mentioned the struggles from the free throw line for Onega here so far this evening. First free throw attempt for Haskin of the game. That's no good as well. They're just 3-for-13 from the charity stripe. Get that 3-for-12. Haskin gets one more try here. It's on the way, a little bit short. The rebound goes to the Bears. Taking it coast to coast, Sally Wright after getting the rebound, and she lays it up and in. What a game for Hallie Wright. She has 21 points on the game. And ahead of the press, Fordham can't get the layup to go. Rebound for Michaela Boyd. Boyd will go coast to coast to the left side over Hoekstetler. That one is good. Boyd now has 10, and it is 37-19. More pressure in the backcourt from Oskaloosa. 3:04 to go in the third quarter. 18-point lead, largest of the game, and a whistle, and a timeout called by Coach Boswell of Onega. So let's take it as well. It'll be a full 60-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa. Refrigerator and freezer. The internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together. Home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent. Which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
KMZA.
Throwing back to the 1987 Onega State Champion team. Got a familiar name. How about Janet Haskins, senior on that squad? What a year. One team that was the two Kufall sisters, Lori and Tina. Three ball on the way, no good. By Hochstetter, rebound by Amy Force. Take it out to Jaden Haskins for three. That one rattles out. And a long rebound for Hochstetter. She is fouled. Got tripped up. And the foul will be against the Bears. And that being the lone state championship for Onega. As for Oskaloosa, they would love to get their first state championship this year. And what a start it's been for head coach Kevin Lane's crew. On their way to starting 2-0, if they can continue this, as they lead 37-19 with 2:51 left to go in the third quarter. Lob on the inbound to Fordham is stripped and taken away, and now we have a jump ball as Sue Thier can't get away from a couple of Buffaloes. And the possession arrow favors Onega, so they get it right back. Tally Wright is having an all-state performance, if you will. 21 points for her. Eight here in this third quarter. Nice head fake for Hochstetter. She plays on the 4-1, fires with a shot. It's no good. Rebound by Oskaloosa. And a loose ball after Oskaloosa had it for a bit and turned over to Hochstetter. Bounce pass to Campbell near side corner. And a whistle and a pushing foul. And that will send the Buffaloes to the free throw line. That one's going to go against Brad Shaw. Fifth team foul. And free throws coming up here for Bridget Campbell, who is 2 for 6 from the free throw line tonight. Make that 3 for 7 as that one goes in. She now has 8, scored 6 in the first quarter, including a 3-pointer. Second one on the way for Campbell. That one is good as well. 2 for 2 for the first time tonight for an Onega free throw shooter, and it's 37-21 now in favor of the Bears. 2:27 to go, third quarter. Your score brought to you by Holdhouse, Auto House, and Fairview. Far side wing catch, driving baseline. Nice up pass from right to Masali. Shot up no good, short. Gets her on this, and she'll get up to the far side, and she is fouled. That is Marsh falling away. Gets pushed by Hochstetter. And actually, they're going to call a travel on that play. Looks to me like it was a foul before the travel, but they say the opposite. So a turnover to the Buffaloes. And Haskin gets it up ahead to Force, who almost had it knocked away. Haskin comes it back. And Bridget Campbell calls out the play. Up to Haskin. Near side wing catch for Hochstetter. Gets the screen, goes to her left. Stops. Gives it up to Force. Looking for an entry pass to Fordham, but she gives it up. Far side, Hochstetter, wide open, three ball on the way. A little bit too strong this time. Tipped up in the air. Picked up by Campbell. Her putback is good. And Bridget Campbell now has 11 points. First Buffalo to have double-digit scoring. And it's 37-23 with a buck 35 remaining in the third quarter. Holding the ball over her head is Lexi Bradshaw. Puts on the floor now. Gives up to Vogel. Top of the key, Masali. Now far side wing. Marsh entry pass inside through the hands of Bradshaw and out of bounds for a turnover to Onega. Michaela Boyd comes in after a brief rest. What a game that Boyd is having. Senior with 10 points on her game as the pass deflected and stolen away on the press. Up ahead, 2-on-2 fast break, but a carry is called against Paris Marsh in the fast break. 1:17 to go. Oskaloosa will just do it again, see if they can force another turnover. Fordham the inbounder, into Haskin, far side, gives it back to Fordham, and it's a little bit out of her reach and thrown away by Bradshaw. She gets bumped, no call, kicks it out to Boyd. She almost traveled with it on a little bit of a pro hop. And now they'll call the play. Pass to the far side to Marsh. And Marsh dribbles to her left, bounce pass to Bradshaw. Into the corner near side, open three for Boyd, now a little bit short, and a long rebound for Hochstetter on the miss. Now that pass to Campbell, brings up the middle. Coach Boswell now calls out the play, and Coach Campbell, or beg your pardon, sorry, Campbell really rallies that to her teammates. And almost a steal for Michaela Boyd, who jumped the route on a pass to the near side for Force, but she couldn't quite secure it. And with 40 seconds left, Onega gets the ball right back. Here's the inbound to Campbell. signaling for asking to clear out. Campbell, nice backdoor cut for Force, but she didn't quite keep going, and as a result, Boyd was able to keep up and deflect it. It goes off of Force and out of bounds to Oskaloosa. Force keeps running, and the pass is a little bit ahead of her. That's an easy layup, but passing has been difficult for Onega here tonight. That's the far side wing to Boyd. Driving, shot up, no good. And a rebound hauled in by Force. Outlet for Hoekstetler, trying to run. Doesn't have the numbers, though. Hoekstetler, lob pass through three defenders, somehow finds Fordham. Misses the shot, and a rebound for Boyd. Bring up the far side into a double team, gets around it. And a long full court pass, just throwing it up to nobody, and stolen away by Hoekstetler. Full court pass up to Figgy for the buzzer, no good. And that is how the quarter comes to a close. 37-23, our score. You got one quarter left here in Onega, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
The Oskaloosa girls leading Onega 37-23 as we enter the fourth quarter. 21 points for Hallie Wright, 10 for Michaela Boyd. And for Onega, they are led by Bridget Campbell, who has 11. Jared Sluppy with you. Kurt Kilman back in the booth. First game of our doubleheader. Boys game coming up next. Also have our postgame show coming up next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. And we'll crown our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank. So be sure to stay tuned for that as well. Pass to the far side wing for Michaela Boyd. She'll drive after a screen from Sally. Kicks in the corner. Three ball on the way for Right, it's halfway down, it pops out. Rebound Delaney Figge, who has four personal fouls and has had really limited playing time because of the foul trouble. He only played about 3 minutes in the entire first half. He's only played about 2.5 minutes here in this second half. Three ball on the way for Richard Campbell. No good from the right at the top of the key. Offensive rebound by Jaden Haskin. She'll get it right back. Dumping inside for Figge. Figge's blocked from behind by Masali. And a rebound, or outlet pass to Boyd. And Jaden Haskin picks up the personal, that will be her third. Oskaloosa has been playing a lot cleaner here in this second half. They committed quite a few turnovers in that first opening 16 minutes, but they've been taking care of the basketball here in the second half. Marsh gives it up to Hallie Wright. Dribbles to the far side, lob inside. Masali puts on the floor, turns, shot no good off the backboard, and rebound out of bounds, last touch by Onega. Didn't look like Masali quite had control of the basketball before she shot that one up. So get the inbound. Give it up to Boyd. Lob inside to Masali. Turns. Double teamed. And now it's trying to get it out of there. Paint to paint pass from the far to the near side. Shot no good. Offensive rebound. Masali turns and fires and makes it off the backboard. First basket of the fourth quarter goes to Lex Masali. Senior, and they're able to break the press on the other way, and the first basket of the game for Emerson Fordham. She now has three. She made a free throw in the second quarter, and it's 39-25 with 6.5 to go in this fourth quarter. Entry pass for Sally, trying to score again. That one's blocked by Figge, and a rebound by Emerson Fordham. Outlet pass to Campbell, bringing up the far side. Now she'll slow it up. Run the play. Pass is deflected, but gets through to Jaden Haskin. Into the corner, Campbell gets it, head fake, dribbles, high post catch, lob pass from Fordham, and Figge can't handle the pass. They're going to say it's last touch by Miss Sally. It'll stay with the Buffaloes with 6:12 to go in the game. Willow Hoekstetler back into the game. J. She'll come in for Delaney Figge. I think the basketball hit her in the eye, so she'll come out and try to wait till she stops seeing stars. In the corner, cross-corner pass to the near side corner. Three ball on the way. Good. What a pass from Bridget Campbell to Annie Forrest, who knocked down her third three of the game. She has nine, and a timeout immediately called by Coach Boswell. 39-28 is our score with 6:01 to go. Let's take a 30-second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The Nitro Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
KMZA.
6:01 remaining in the ball game between the Oskaloosa girls and the Onega girls. Oskaloosa up 39-28. Oskaloosa trying to go the full length of the court, but that pass deflected by Haskin in the press. Is out of bounds to the Bears. First time pressing today for the Buffaloes. Is a man-to-man press. Inbound is to Boyd at half court. They got numbers, 2-on-1. To take it herself, gets bumped by Fordham and commits to personal. That is her second. And I believe that's just the first team foul. And two free throws are coming up for Michaela Boyd, attempting her first free throws of the ball game. It actually will be the second team foul against the Buffs. First free throw on the way for Boyd. It is pure. She's got 11 now. They are 3-for-6 as a team from the free throw line. Second one on the way. That one rattles out. And a whistle and a foul against Emma Vogel. That'll be her second. So it's 40-28 now. Oskaloosa with the lead, and they'll defend with the press once again. A foul against Vogel is her second personal. Inbound Campbell in the corner. Pass is almost intercepted by Boyd. It was in her hands, but it popped out and out of bounds near half court. Still in the back court, though. Emerson Fordham will be the inbounder. Just shy of half court. They get it into the front court to Hochstedler. Dribbles into the corner. Splits the defender. Stops at the high post, and a jump ball. As getting her hand in there was Masali, the senior forward for Oskaloosa. And possession arrow favors Onega with 5:44 to go. Inbound by Forrest. Nice look for Campbell, and she makes it from the far side block. And Bridget Campbell now with 13 points. Her second field goal of the fourth quarter. Actually, make that third. Going from coast to coast, shot up no good against the pressure. Tally Wright, rebound, Emerson Fordham. Now the Buffs are looking to push. 40-30 now our score. Pass near side, open look for Annie Forskin. Can she make another one? No, this one a little bit too strong. Loose ball on the rebound, picked up by Emma Vogel. Gets bumped, nothing called by Fordham. And Vogel sees a pass, she drives and kicks. Boyd tries from the baseline, shot is behind the backboard. And that will be out of bounds. Or was it blocked? Was that blocked or... No, they were going to say it was blocked. Okay. So it'll be Oskaloosa basketball. It'll be Hallie Wright doing the inbounding with 21 points on this ball game. Scored 9 in the opening quarter and 8 in the third quarter. Here's the inbound. Far side wing to Boyd. Entry pass. To Sally. Tough shot. He's kind of bending backwards as it's no good. Rebound by Delaney Figge. Junior forward still holding onto the basketball. Trying to dub it back to Campbell. And she doesn't save it to her own team. She throws it to... Wright tries to get it past to Boyd, and that one is loose. It's a jump ball between Hochstedler and Boyd. So, or beg your pardon, for Wright. And some sloppy basketball from both teams there. Possession arrow favors Oski. So another opportunity to extend this 10-point lead with 4:52 to go. And down by Wright. Baseball pass. from the free throw line, a wide open jumper, possibly took it a bit too quickly. Emma Vogel, no good, but the rebound to Sally, and she puts it back and in. She has eight now, and it's 42-30. Biggie inbounds it to Campbell. Against the press once again, Love has up ahead to Haskin. They have numbers 3-on-2 up ahead. That's too tall for Hochstetler, who is the shortest player on the court for the Buffaloes, and he'll go the other way. Yet again, the Oskaloosa press forcing turnovers. They did that so well in their opening game last Friday in their 49-39 win against Valley Falls. This is an inbound against the Onega press. It's a beautiful pass up ahead, and a shot no good. Trying to take a charge is Campbell. As the shot over Campbell is no good by Boyd. Now we have a whistle and a foul. And they're going to, I guess, call a really, really late charge call against Boyd. I mean, that was after the ball had touched the ground twice after the shot was over. That's her third personal foul. They get the charge. And going the other way, that's a carry on Bridget Campbell against the press once again. And Michaela Boyd forced that turnover as she was defending the Onega point guard. Hasn't been the prettiest ball game for Oskaloosa. There's certainly room for improvement, but definitely signs of being a really good team this year. And again, this is an Oskaloosa team that was 3-19 a year ago, and they have a chance to start this year 2-0. And a steal from Campbell, taking the cookies from Emma Vogel, and an easy breakaway layup. She now has 15 points. Now going the other way, a bad pass is off the backboard. On a full court pass, actually the half court pass, it's going to be a timeout call by Coach Lane. Onega fans not happy about that call, but they get the timeout. It'll be a 60-second call, or 60-second timeout, beg your pardon. So with 4:07 left to go in the ballgame, it is 42-32 Oskaloosa with a 10-point lead on the road against Onega, trying to get their already second win of the season. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Our score here in the fourth quarter with 4:07 remaining, it's Oskaloosa 42 and Onega 32. Jared Slovey back with you here in Onega. Just a really impressive Oskaloosa team with great defense and some great playmaking and finishing around the basket from Hallie Wright, Michaela Boyd, Lex Masali. And I tell you what, this Oskaloosa team, you know, there's a lot of great competition, but I tell you what, this will be a team that will fight to the very end against any of those top teams that were atop the league a year ago in the NEKL. There's Boyd with it, past the near side wing for Wright, lob down low from Masali, goes to work from the near side block. Backs down Vivian, makes it off the backboard from straight away. She has 6 fourth quarter points and 10 now in the ballgame. Third player with double digit scoring for the Bears. Trying to break the press, nice pass, force up ahead to Haskin, and she's fouled hard by Masali landing on top of her. And Haskin will get some free throws here. Masali picks up her third personal. And the third team foul as well with 3:49 to go. Game was close halfway through the second quarter. It was 17-14, but a 10-1 run at the end of the second quarter for the Oskaloosa girls gave them a nice 27-15 lead at the break as the front end is no good by Hochstetler. Her first free throw attempt of the ball game. Second one's on the way. That one is no good as well. Rebound by Masali. Outlet pass to the far side for Paris Marsh. She has 2 points on her ball game. High post catch Masali. Log post down low for Vogel. She goes to work. Gives it back to Masali. She'll kick it out of there. Good decision as right now drives. Pulls up 10-footer. Rattled halfway down. Popped out of there. Rebound for Hochstetler. She's looking to push up the far side. Vogel on her tail. Now gives it up. Haskin had it knocked away. Good hands by Hallie Wright, the sophomore for Oskaloosa, who's been sensational. She leads all scorers with 21 points. No points in this fourth quarter, though. Hoekstetter lob down low for Fordham. There's a forced pass, but somehow gets through for Bridget Campbell. From the far side block, turns and fires a blind shot. She wanted the foul, not going to get it. Rebound Oskaloosa. Boyd bringing it up past the far side wing for Wright. She surveys. Nice screen. Now Vogel gets it. She was looking to do a ball screen, but she gets the pass. Now gives it right back to Hallie Wright, who dribbles to the top of the key. Pass near side wing for Michaela Boyd, who looks on. Ball above her head, now puts it on the floor. And a foul is called against Onega's Willow Hoekstetler. That'll be her first. And team foul number three. Actually, that'll be her second, beg your pardon. Missed one from earlier. Boyd, the inbounder. And she'll give it to Emma Vogel. Vogel, no scores yet today. Far side corner for Hallie Wright. Give it to Vogel. And she's fouled going up. Nice look for her. And now Vogel will get a chance to score for the first time tonight. Again, she's had multiple good looks today, but unfortunately hasn't been able to get them to drop. That is not going to be the case the rest of the way. She's a fantastic basketball player. 5 points, 6 rebounds a game. NEKL honorable mention a year ago. Just in her freshman season. And that foul from Bridget Campbell is her fourth personal, leading Onega in scoring with 15. That one is a little bit too strong for Emma. Substitutions for Delaney Figge and Ember Conger checking in for the first time for Onega as Fordham and Hoekstetler both coming to the bench. Second free throw on the way, and that one is no good as well for Vogel. Loose and picked up by Campbell. 44-32, Oskaloosa with 2.5 to play. Haskin dribbles to the middle of the court from the far side. Goes back that way to Conger. And she'll hand it off to Haskin in the corner. Entry pass. Campbell shot over Masali. No good. High off the backboard. She'll get the rebound among three defenders from Onega. And the outlet pass is to Boyd, and Michaela Boyd will bring it up. She has a wide open lane, and she instead decides to pass it up. Gives it to the near side of Paris Marsh. She'll get it right back from the short corner on the near side. Couple dribbles. High post catch shot is no good off the left side by Masali. Rebound by Delaney Figge of Onega. Campbell brings it up. Coach Boswell calls out the play. Pass to Force. Back to Campbell. Top of the key. Dribbles to the left. Gets a screen from Conger. Thought about the three. Now gives it up to Haskin. She'll try a three from the hip. No good. From the far side corner. Offensive rebound for Ember Conger, and she's foul on the arm. Well done by the 5'5 sophomore, Ember Conger. Fourth team foul against Oskaloosa, and the fourth personal committed by Michaela Boyd. First bear with 4 personal fouls. 1:40 left to go. Oskaloosa on their way to another victory. It's 44-32. Here's the inbound. Jaden Haskin has an open three. She'll try another one. That one's also no good. Another rebound by Conger. She'll kick it out to Campbell. High post catch and a shot up on a fadeaway by Figge, and she's fouled. That one's going to go against Emma Vogel, her third personal. Buck 32 to go. Delaney Figge, and enough to be a rough night at the office for her. Made a 2-point field goal in the first quarter. That is it, Bennett. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Going to change that right here, and that one is no good. You know, Junior Ford has much better days of basketball up ahead of her. Same with Emerson Fordham. Is had a tough time shooting and also holding on to the basketball. They need those two forwards to get going. They want this team to get into double-digit wins this season. Is that one no good? Squeezes through. Ember Conger with her third offensive rebound. Kick it out to Haskins. That one is also no good. Her third miss in this possession. Figge with the rebound and puts it back and in. So Figge now with 4 points. Sits 44-34 with 1:20 left. Baseball pass up ahead. Wide open. What a pass up ahead to Boyd who lay it in. Beautiful pass from Paris Marsh. End line to end line. Boyd lays it in. She now has 12, and it's 46-34. And forces foul from behind. And that is it for Michaela Boyd. She tries to reach in from behind. And her day, unfortunately, for the Bears, is done. What a performance from Michaela Boyd. Again, finishing with 12 points. And she will go to the bench. And in the game is Lexi Bradshaw. Front end is good for Annie Force. She's having a nice game. She now has double-digit point scoring. Second Buffalo to do that tonight. She has 10 on 3 made three-pointers. Second one's on the way. That one is no good. And a foul on the rebound And if that's against Figgy, her day is done. Oh, no, it's actually going to go against Bridget Campbell. No, it is against Figgy. I thought that one might have been against Campbell. Either way, I guess it would have been rather both Campbell and Figgy both had four fouls, so Figgy's day is done. But she played a lot in the fourth quarter, by far the most minutes per quarter. Rough night for her again. Like I said, much better days ahead. She is a fantastic basketball player for this Onega team. As hoping to improve upon a 9-win season in 2022-2023 as the front end is no good from Lex Massali. She's now 0-for-3 from the free throw line, but she's having a heck of a game. She has 10 points, 6 of those coming here in the fourth quarter. Second free throw for the senior on its way. That one's good off the backboard. She's happy about that one, celebrating it. It's 47-35 with now 1 minute even left to play. Up ahead to Annie Force across half court. Far side for Emma Conger. She takes up the shot. That's no good. Off the mark. Reba Massali in a wide open lane. Hallie Wright in the fast break makes the layup. And Hallie Wright, her first basket of the fourth quarter. She now has 23 points. 45 seconds up ahead to Fordham cross half court. Now to Campbell. Well, the Oskaloosa girls are going to be 2-0. What a start, again, for Kevin Lane's girls in her first season at the helm. No good on three-pointer, but Campbell put back is good for Emerson Fordham. That is her second basket of this fourth quarter. She now has 5. Timeout is called by Coach Boswell with 25.6 seconds left. We'll go and keep it here. It's just a 30-second break. Once again, we will be crowning our player of the game, brought to you by the Farmer State Bank, coming up on our post-game show, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. And then we will have our boys game coming up next. The Oskaloosa boys coming off a tough 66-60 loss at Valley Falls and a tough, highly contested performance. It was a good start for head coach Jeremy Rockhold, and unfortunately unable to come away with the victory. And as for the Onega boys, under first-year head coach Jason Claycamp, it will be their season debut as well. So that's coming up next. Be sure to stay tuned. Got about a 10 to 15 minute break in between, and then we'll have the boys game coming up next. 25.6 seconds left here in the girls game. Oskaloosa leading 49-37, and now Onega will call a timeout. Let's go ahead and call it with them now. 30 second break here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca, there's now a wide selection of linens for rent. Many colors, sizes, and materials are available. And as we get into the colder time of the year, rely on Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca to keep you warm. Check out their Milwaukee M12 Heated Access Vest, available in many sizes for both men and women. Visit online HeinenTrueValue.com or check out their Facebook page for up-to-date specials. Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental. Behind every project is a true value.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Just some cleanup work for Oskaloosa. They lead 49-37 with 22 seconds left as Oskaloosa is fouled, bringing the ball up. Onega still fighting every single second. That foul picked up by Onega is their 15th foul. Clock stops at 22.7 seconds remaining. Trying to figure out who that foul was on. And that one's going to go against Ember Conger, who had 3 offensive rebounds on her first possession in the ballgame. Massali with some free throws, and that one is no good. She is now 1-for-5 from the charity stripe tonight. Tough performance, though, on the day. 11 points, 7 of those coming here in the fourth quarter. Leading the way, though, is Hallie Wright, who has 23. Michaela Boyd's day is done with 12 points. She fouled out not too long ago. That one is no good as well. Rebound Onega. 20 seconds left. Here's a pass. Outlet. That's stolen away. And a pass up ahead to Hallie Wright is deflected. And they're going to say it was last touch by Oskaloosa. It was an attempt from Marsh trying to get it up ahead to Wright. 14.8 seconds left. And the Bears of Oskaloosa are going to be 2-0 after going 3-19 a year ago. Pass fake, dribble middle, Campbell up ahead, across half court to Haskin. To the near side for Hope Stedler, kicks it out. Another 3 ball on the way for Annie Force, and she is a little bit too strong this time. Rebound by Wright, runs into Campbell, commits her 5th personal foul, and her day is done. So the leading scorer for the Buffaloes will head to the bench with 15 points. Nice performance from her. And that will send right to the free throw line with 2.7 seconds left. A chance to add on to her total for the ball game. She has, again, 23 points here in this contest. And Ember Conger will check right back into the ball game. Need someone to rebound down low for the Buffaloes, and it'll be Jaden Haskin. What a night for Hallie Wright. She is 2 for 3 from the free throw line, and she has been an absolute stud all game long as the first free throw is good. She scored 9 points in the opening quarter, and she scored 8 in the third quarter as well. 4 in the third, and now 3 here in the fourth. Second one on the way is good. 25 points for Hallie Wright. Baseball full court heave is no good from Jaden Haskin, and that is it. 51-37, and the Oskaloosa girls basketball team is 2-0. Let's take a break. We'll come back with post-game coverage here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital's outpatient clinic offers an extended variety of healthcare options to the Nemaha County area. Our outpatient clinic has more than 30 specialty physicians from across the region that provide you, our patient, with exceptional care so you don't have to travel long distances and can have easier access to specialty services you deserve. Visit www.nembch.com to learn more about our outpatient clinic and specialty physicians. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas from Midwest Crop Insurance of Seneca. Beth wanted me to give you this message direct this year from the North Pole. Midwest Crop Insurance hopes the Christmas season finds you surrounded by family and friends during this joyous time of the year. And of course, since Beth has been such a good girl this year, ho, 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 I said I'd just deliver the message myself. Midwest Crop Insurance wishes everyone a Merry Christmas.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
Final score here in the girls' game. Oskaloosa defeats Onega 51-37 here in our post-game show brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Online at beoutdoors.com. Let's start off with our scoring totals for the Onega Buffaloes. 15 points for Bridget Campbell in this one. She had 6 in the first half and 9 more in the second half. Annie Force had 10 points with 3 three-point makes. Also 5 points for Emerson Fordham, 4 for Delaney Figge, and 3 for Jaden Haskin. And as for Oskaloosa, Hallie Wright led the way with 25 points. She was 4 for 5 from the free throw line as well, and she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. In Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. So she is your player of the game, brought to you by the Farmers State Bank. What a performance from Hallie Wright. She had 9 points in the first quarter, 4 more in the second, 8 points in the third quarter, then 4 more in the fourth quarter to finish things off. Also a solid performance from Michaela Boyd as well. She had 12 in this one. She had 4 points in the first and second quarters, 2 in the third, 2 in the fourth, Also, Lex Misali, she didn't have a great day at the free throw line, but she was spectacular in the fourth quarter, as she had 7 fourth quarter points and 11 total in her day. And Paris Marsh, she is the fourth of just 4 scorers for the Bears, as she had a 2-point field goal all the way back in the first quarter. So this was one that was really dominated by the Oskaloosa girls' defense, with that press forcing a lot of issues and a lot of turnovers. It was close for the first half up until about the halfway point, when Onega actually shut out Oskaloosa for the first 4.5 minutes. It was 17-14 in favor of the Bears, but then a 10-1 run at the end of the second quarter gave the Bears a nice 27-15 lead at the break. Then out of the third quarter, more of the same, forcing turnovers, making baskets in the paint for the Bears, gave them the edge. They were able to score 10 more points in the third, and in the fourth quarter, they were able to go stride for stride with the Onega girls, who finally got some offense going. The Onega girls actually scored 14 points in the final quarter, but Oskaloosa did the exact same thing to make the final score again 51-37. So that is going to be it here on our post-game show, brought to you by BL Doors Real Estate. Once again, it's brought to you by, buying or selling using the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate online at BOutdoors.com. 51-37, Oskaloosa girls are now 2-0, and Onega, they fall to 0-1. We'll send it back to the station for a few minutes, and we'll come back and get you ready for the boys' game, coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.